Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 that feels like a haunted VHS rave memory, but still hits hard enough for old school jungle and dark DNB. And right away, let's get the mindset correct. This is not a modern festival wobble. We are not making a giant, cartoonish LFO monster. We want something carved, rhythmic, slightly unstable, a little degraded, and deeply musical. The bass has to move with the breakbeat, leave space for the drums, and still carry real identity in the drop. So think of this as three jobs at once. The sub gives you weight, the mid layer gives you character, and the motion, the wobble, gives you groove and tension. Start with an empty MIDI track and build an instrument rack. This is one of the most important moves in this lesson, because in DNB the low end must stay solid while the mid-range can get dirty, animated, and expressive. On one chain, build the sub, use operator or wavetable, and keep it very simple. A sine wave is perfect. No unison, no stereo spread, no fancy movement down there. You want mono, clean, and stable. The sub should sit in the key of the track, usually somewhere in that low fundamental range where the drop feels heavy, but more important than the exact frequency is the musical relationship to the key. Give the sub a fast attack so it speaks immediately. If you want a more plucky roller feel, keep the decay shorter. If you want it smoother and more legato, let the release breathe a little, but keep it clean. Don't distort the sub just because you want more aggression. We'll get the dirt from the mid layer. Now on the second chain, build the wobble layer. This is where the VHS rave color lives. Use wavetable, analog, or drift. Pick a saw, pulse, or detuned combination that has body and harmonic richness. Set up a low-pass filter and get ready to animate it. You want the tone to feel thick, but not shiny or glassy. A good starting point is a saw on oscillator 1, and a slightly detuned saw or pulse on oscillator 2, tucked in lower. Then place a 24 dB low-pass filter around the 200 to 800 Hz zone depending on how dark you want the sound. Add a little resonance, but don't let it whistle. Moderate drive is usually enough to give the mid-range some attitude. Now, before we even start writing notes, map your macros. In the instrument rack, map the sub volume, the mid volume, filter cutoff, resonance, drive, and if possible a macro for wobble speed or modulation depth. This gives you performance control, and in DNB that matters a lot, because the best basses feel played, not just programmed. Now let's talk phrasing, because this is where a lot of bass design misses the point. In old school jungle and DNB, the bass is not just a synth line. It behaves like another percussion layer. So when you write your MIDI, think like a drummer, start with a simple one or two bar phrase. Leave holes. Let the break breathe. Try a note on beat 1, a syncopated answer on the end of 2, a short pickup before 3, and maybe a longer note or slide into 4. Don't fill every gap. The drum groove needs room to talk. A really strong move here is to make the bass answer the breakbeat. If the drums hit a ghost snare or a hat flourish, let the bass pull back there or answer in the next empty space. That call and response energy is a huge part of what makes jungle feel alive. Also, use note length as groove. This is a big teacher tip. Sometimes shortening a MIDI note by just a few ticks makes the bass feel way more played and way less robotic. That tiny move can matter more than adding another LFO or effect. Now let's add the wobble motion. The key idea here is controlled modulation, not random chaos. The movement should feel intentional and rhythmic, like the bass is breathing with the track. If you're using wavetable, assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Set the rate to tempo synced values like 1/8, 1/16, or 1/8 triplet depending on the vibe. 1/8 gives you a heavy, deliberate pulse. 1/16 makes it more urgent. 1/8 triplet brings in that skanky, off-grid jungle energy. Use a shape that feels a little stepped or squared if you want that classic rave wobble feel. Keep the modulation depth moderate. You want the bass to move, but you still need pitch and groove to read clearly. If the wobble becomes seasickness, back it off. A small, well-timed cutoff sweep is often more musical than a huge, sweeping motion. And here's a really important point. In DNB, the drums are already busy, so the bass movement has to be legible. If the filter is doing too much, the break loses space. If the bass is too static, the drop loses identity. The sweet spot is movement that sits inside the groove instead of stepping on it. Next, let's dirty it up, but only the mid layer. Keep the sub clean. That separation is non-negotiable if you want the low end to survive on a club system. On the wobble chain, add saturator first. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, output compensated. You're aiming for thickness and fold, not complete destruction. Then maybe add overdrive or roar if you want a more aggressive edge. Use EQ8 after that to clean up the mess. High pass the mid layer somewhere, around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If the bass gets cloudy, dip some at around 200 to 400 Hz. If you want the bass to speak more on smaller systems, you can add a gentle presence boost around 700 Hz to 2k Hz. The vibe we want here is imperfect warmth. Dull the top a little. Let the grit feel worn in. The goal is VHS rave color, not bright modern distortion. Think aged tape, not shiny digital fire. Now comes one of the most important parts of the workflow, resampling. This is where the bass starts to become arrangement material instead of just a patch. Create an audio track, solo the bass group, and record 4 or 8 bars of the bass phrase. Do it once dry, then again with slightly different automation. Resampling captures the exact interaction of movement, saturation, and groove. It also gives you editable audio for fills, reverses, pickups, and transitions. Once you've printed it, chop it up. Keep the strongest hits. Grab phrase endings. Reverse a tail into a snare fill. Make a one-bar answer phrase for the second half of the drop. This is especially useful in jungle, because tiny mutations keep the arrangement feeling alive. Now let's mix the bass with the drums. The bass and break need to behave like one system. That means checking space, mono compatibility, and low-end balance. Put utility on the bass group if needed, and keep the low-end centered. Use EQ8 to carve any overlapping low-mid buildup. If the kick is getting masked, use a sidechain compressor from the kick or a ghost trigger. Keep it subtle. You don't want the bass pumping like a house track. You just want enough ducking for the kick to land cleanly. On the drum bus, make sure the snare has punch, the break doesn't carry unnecessary low end, and the overall rhythm still feels forward. In DNB, the groove lives in the relationship between kick, snare, and bass. If the bass steals too much space, the whole track loses drive. And now we get to arrangement movement. This matters a lot, because a great bass loop can still feel flat if nothing changes over time. A strong approach is to evolve the bass over 8-bar sections. Start restrained, then slowly open the tone, then add a fill or octave answer, then strip it back or introduce a harsher resampled version. Keep the changes subtle. In this style, microvariation often beats big dramatic shifts. For example, in bars 1 through 8, keep the filter a bit tighter and the saturation lower. In bars 9 through 16, open the filter slightly and increase modulation depth. In bars 17 through 24, let the bass get a little wider in attitude, not necessarily in stereo width, but in harmonic energy. Then in bars 25 through 32, pull it back or bring in a dirtier chop for the turnaround. You can automate cutoff, resonance, drive, note length, or the wet slash dry of a subtle effect on the upper layer. Just don't automate everything at once. That's a classic trap. If cutoff, resonance, drive, width, and delay are all moving equally, the listener stops hearing a riff and starts hearing a preset demo. Pick one main motion per phrase, maybe two at most. For the VHS rave degradation, think aged signal rather than lo-fi gimmick. A little echo can smear the upper texture. A tiny bit of redux can add grain. A subtle phaser flanger can give unstable movement. Auto filter can help band limit the tone and make it feel more worn. But keep the sub clean and only degrade the mid and high character. A good chain on the wobble layer could be EQ8, saturator, very light redux, auto filter with gentle movement, and utility if you need width control. That gives you a bass that feels sampled, worn, and a little haunted, without losing its punch. Here are a few advanced moves if you want to push it further. You can map velocity to filter cutoff or modulation depth, so repeated notes feel more human. You can add a tiny downward pitch droop on the last note of a 4 or 8 bar phrase for tension. You can alternate wobble rates between phrases, like switching between 1/8 and 1/16, so the bass feels like it's evolving. You can even create a quiet ghost note layer with short offbeat notes and a heavy filter, just to add movement under the main phrase. And definitely check the bass at low volume. This is huge. If the groove still reads quietly, the phrase is strong. If it disappears unless it's loud, the bass is probably relying too much on upper distortion or sheer level instead of real rhythmic shape. Let's do a quick practical roadmap. Build the two-layer rack. Write a two-bar motif with rests. Make sure you have at least one repeated note and at least one note length change. Automate the filter so it opens on second bar and closes again. Duplicate that across 16 bars. Then change one thing every 4 bars, a little more resonance here, a bit more drive there, shorter note lengths later on, and maybe a resampled fill near the end. When you finish, render it to Audito, Check it in mono and ask yourself one simple question. Does this still feel like a deliberate base phrase when the processing is stripped back? That question is the real test, because if the answer is yes, then you haven't just built a sound, you've built a musical bassline that can anchor a jungle or DNB drop, carry VHS rave color, and still hit with proper authority on a system. So keep the sub clean, give the mid-layer character, let the drums shape the phrasing, and use wobble as groove, not gimmick. That's how you carve a bass that feels old school, haunted, and heavy in the right way.